May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Ephatha, Jesus says, be opened. And his ears were opened and his tongue released. Jesus says, you shall be able to hear and speak. In today's gospel reading from Mark, first a mother begs Jesus to cure his daughter. He listens to her, they have a little conversation, and Jesus cures her daughter. The demon is gone. Then a group of people come to him with a man who is deaf and mute, and they beg him to heal him. Again, Jesus listens, takes the man to a private spot, puts his fingers in his ears, spits, places his fingers on the man's mouth, and the man can hear. And he can speak. And the crowd was astounded, of course. And they said, he has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Throughout the Gospels, we recognize that Jesus listens differently than most people. He listens to everyone and anyone. Rich or poor, well or ill. He hears them despite the clamor of voices and passions. He hears the pleas, the praise, the anguish, the taunts, and the doubts. Sometimes he is a little impatient, a little weary of the whole scene. However, he listens to the entire person who stands before him and to the whole crowd. He listens to their broken bodies, their muddled minds, and their troubled spirits. He understands what people say to him better than they understand themselves. That's Jesus. He knows our human desires, even when we talk too much or speak in riddles. When Jesus speaks, when he teaches, when he preaches and heals, he explicitly asks us to be obedient to his words. How often do you suppose Jesus begins preaching with the words listen or hear? Hundreds of times, I expect. I tried to Google that, and that didn't really work out so well. Jesus also prayed that people would listen with every fiber of their being, that they would listen so deeply that they would be transformed. So here's the irony. Jesus heals the man who is deaf and mute. And the only thing he tells the crowd is not to tell others about it. Perhaps they heard him. But they did not respect what was behind his words. They didn't see the humility with which he was doing his work. They didn't recognize his need for respite. They could only go out and proclaim the novelty of what they'd seen. It was a huge miracle. As I read this story about the deaf and mute man, I immediately think about how difficult it is for any of us when we have trouble hearing or speaking. How frustrating and humiliating it can be to be unable to hear or speak clearly or with enough volume so other people can understand us. And how painful is it not to be understood? Because we have not truly been heard. When we speak from a whole heart, what is it we hope for? We hope to be heard by another's whole heart. When we are a compassionate listener, we experience respect and a sense of peace. We feel we can tell our stories truthfully to a compassionate listener, even if we're clumsy and awkward. We're not afraid of being judged by what we say or how we say it. We can forgive ourselves for what we have said or not said, done or not done. In the presence of a compassionate listener, we may even be able to affirm our strengths, find God's voice in our own struggles, and find our own answers to troubling questions. With a compassionate listener, we trust that we will be heard at all levels, just as Jesus listened, with the ear of his heart. Is it really possible to be such a compassionate listener? Saint Benedict seemed to think so. His rule begins with, listen with the ear of the heart. He said that listening was a lifelong obligation of the members of his community. And they would learn to listen. They would learn to listen with the ear of the heart when they listened for God in all creation. Listening for God in all of creation. And that included that they would listen for God in their readings and prayers. They were going to listen to God in each other and with their innermost beings, not simply with their heads and their hearts or emotions. In a sense, Benedict was saying, Ephatha, be open to all of it. Benedict says that when we listen carefully to each other, we are being obedient to each other. It means that what the other person says does take precedence over our own thoughts and desires. It can be very difficult to empty ourselves and become open and peaceful enough to listen. We sometimes become restless or impatient. We tune out. We may judge what's being said before the words have been completed. Listening, holy listening, is a great skill and a gift. And it requires extraordinary self-awareness, humility like Jesus's, and love. Holy listening occurs rarely, but when it happens, as you know, it can be as astounding as Jesus's opening the deaf man's ears. Of course, we all listen in different ways. At times, we listen with deep emotion. Sometimes, we listen with the objectivity of our intellects. At other times, we listen with our instincts. What we hear registers right here in the gut, so to speak. Compassionate listeners recognize how they're listening and how that affects what they understand. Of course, for some of us, the cognitive and auditory losses of age and illness can affect our listening. As hearing diminishes and the voice weakens, our ability to grasp the simplest communications can become exhausting. Now that's where I would like Jesus to place his fingers in my ears and allow me to hear clearly the voice, that special voice, of my beloved husband. His voice has become softer over the last few years with the progression of Parkinson's. So I have my personal shortcomings in listening, my mild hearing loss, and his softer voice. So our conversations get a little difficult sometimes, despite all our intentions. So we've learned to be much more intentional when we want to talk with each other. We try to cancel out all the distractions, the interruptions, and the other noises, like the radio. We're learning to protect the spaces where we can listen deeply. Although many in his time did not truly hear or understand Jesus, we have Paul and the apostles who learned to listen very well and created effective ways to communicate Jesus' lesson, his messages, long after his death. And we are also blessed in this Episcopal tradition of ours with a long history of religious and lay people, mystics, prophets, scholars and writers, preachers and friends who have worked exhaustively to make Christ's messages real. And there are the saints, living and dead, near and far, who have given every fiber of their beings to show us how to listen to God. And finally, we have ourselves, emptied of anxiety, wrapped in silence, reading a scripture, reciting a psalm, lost in prayer, listening for God's voice. We sit quietly and calmly, listening for that one small voice of God within us. We hear, Ephatha, open up. Listen with the ear of your heart and be filled with my grace. Amen.